Well, I mean, if the technician has help, then I'm sure it's fixable. I mean, you guys already replaced the big thing. So I would just replace that transistor and see where else it comes to. You know, that's a crapshoot, you know. You never know what happened in between there and here. I mean, not between me, someone else, actually. You know, between wiring it up to 10 other radios, you don't know what happened in general. I don't know what happened. And I did replace that regulator. And then, of course, it needs that L42 something. I can't remember the model number because I don't have the radio anymore. But anyway, I'm sure you'll get it working. It's a great radio. Once you do get it working, you can get the, you can put it in your car. You can put the module underneath your seat, put the head unit up there on top or whatever, and get the extension cord on for the head. I like that radio. It's just like my ID 5100, except it's green display, man.